Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2015 second quarter results are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.ata.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on its website. We also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we would be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I'd also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter ended September 30, 2014, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.1380 RMB to 1 U.S. dollar. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide 3. The company's CFO, Benson Tseng, will provide an overview of the operational and financial highlights for the second quarter 2015, beginning with slide 4. The company's chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then discuss ATA's outlook and growth strategy for the remainder of fiscal year 2015 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA CFO, Mr. Benson Tseng. Please go ahead, Benson.
Thank you, Adam, and good morning, everyone. Today, I will provide an overview of our operating and financial highlights for second quarter 2015, and then briefly discuss our outlook for fiscal year 2015 and beyond. I would like to begin on slide 5, which lists some of our operating highlights. During second quarter 2015, we delivered approximately 3 million billable exams. Over 1.6 million of these were for the CPA exam, which we were pleased to successfully deliver for the third consecutive year using ATA's technologies. ATA continues to focus on creating new and innovative technologies and partnerships to help bring consumers and our education clientele together. We continue to make progress on these consumer-focused initiatives, such as the joint venture with New Oriental. The name of the new JV company is Beijing Jishen Education Technology Company Limited. Both ATA and New Oriental have infused funds to the new company, and we continue working closely with New Oriental on forming a strong leadership team. The board of directors has been formed, and the transitional management team for the JV company, consisting primarily of members of New Oriental's experienced online business team, are preparing a business plan and building the online platform. We expect the online career education and training web-based learning management system to be ready by early 2015. And our goal is to grow this platform into the largest online career education resource in China in 3 to 5 years. In June, ATA introduced its own mobile application called Kaoshi Daohang, or Exam Inventory Navigator in English. We released an update to the app in August, which added new content such as test prep information for various exam subjects and increased functionality. Users can now visualize the exam process with a timeline detailing each step, from exam preparation to delivery to the results being issued. The update also allows users to customize their subscriptions for receiving exam information and support one-click logins via third-party platforms, including QQ, Weibo, and Renren. We were pleased to have grown the number of activated users from approximately 60,000 at the end of first quarter 2015 to approximately 400,000 at the end of second quarter 2015. Our goal is to continue to drive functionality through the app and ultimately transition a wide base of active users to utilize ATA's IT infrastructure to better themselves and ultimately enhance our company's profit potential. Finally, we recently announced a new partnership with Mastermind Education, a provider of digitized services to K-12 after-school tutoring institutions in China. First, ATA has been chosen by Mastermind to be the provider of equipment, service, and support for its MTS technology, which will enable instructors within the Mastermind network to use the MTS box and technology to disseminate educational content wirelessly. An initial order of 2,500 MTS boxes has been placed by Mastermind, of which 500 has been delivered. The rest is expected to be delivered in the coming weeks. As we delve deeper into Mastermind, we realize we have come upon an exciting opportunity that will allow ATA to expand into the K-12 space. As a result, ATA also entered into an agreement to make a strategic investment of US $5 million in Mastermind, representing a 33% stake in the company. We believe that both companies will mutually benefit from combining our expertise in assessment and training technologies with Mastermind's knowledge of China's after-school tutoring markets and established network of K-12 after-school tutoring institutions. Calvin will expand upon this partnership and our growth strategies later on during the call. But we feel this was an opportunity to leverage ATA's strong balance sheets and create value in the long term. On the right-hand side of the presentation is a map of our extensive nationwide network of over 3,000 test centers, which enables ATA to deliver large-scale exams simultaneously and cost-effectively for our clients. We believe we are the only provider of this kind of large-scale testing solution in China. Moving on to our financial highlights for the quarter as shown on slide 6. We exceeded our net revenue guidance for second quarter 2015. Net revenues for the quarter continued to be impacted by the termination of the exclusive distributor contract between ETS and ATA for TOEIC and its related products in fiscal 2014. But the effects were offset by revenues from the CPA exam, which took place in second quarter 2015 versus third quarter 2014. The exam had historically taken place in the second quarter in past years, but given its transition from a paper-based format to computer-based, testing was delayed in fiscal years 2013 and 2014. Gross margin in second quarter 2015 was impacted by the change in timing of the CPA exam, which has a slightly lower margin than most of ATA exams. Lastly, in regards to guidance, we are maintaining our net revenue and non-GAAP net income guidance for fiscal year 2015 at this time. However, due to prolonged contract negotiations with prospective and existing clients in our traditional testing business caused by changes in the political environment, we continue to face uncertainty in the short term. While we cannot determine the exact timing of when certain government exams will be scheduled, we know the long-term public trends transitioning to the computer-based testing has not changed. In addition, we are ramping up other growth strategies. strategies that we feel will be vital to ATA's growth and development, and Kelvin will touch on that later. On the next slide, we break out revenues for second quarter 2015 by our businesses, which can be broken down broadly into two areas, testing services and test preparation and training solutions. And about 94%, our core segment of testing services was a significant percentage of our total revenue in the 2015 second quarter. On the next slide, we have provided a breakdown of the company's financial results for the quarter. Gross profit increased about 111% to RMB 46.5 million, compared to RMB 22 million in the prior year period, due to the change in timing of the CPA exam. Gross margin for second quarter 2015 was 45.4%, compared to 48.7% in the prior year period, for the reason I stated earlier. Net income was RMB 8.8 million, compared to net loss of RMB 4.3 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS were RMB 38 cents in second quarter 2015, compared to diluted losses per ADS of RMB 19 cents in the prior year period. On the next slide, we have provided a breakdown of the company's financial results for the first half of the fiscal year. Gross profit increased about 34% to RMB 94 million, compared to RMB 70 million in the prior year period. Gross margin for second quarter 2015 was 50.3%, compared to 51.1% in the prior year period. Net income increased about 164% to RMB 13.4 million for the period, for diluted earnings per ADS of RMB 56 cents, compared to RMB 5.1 million in the prior year period as a result of the change in timing of the CPA exam. Please turn to slide 10, where we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers, adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gains and losses. I would like to highlight that excluding these items, adjusted net income for second quarter 2015 was RMB 11 million, compared to adjusted net loss of RMB 2.7 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS during second quarter 2015 on a non-GAAP basis was RMB 48 cents, compared to diluted losses per ADS on a non-GAAP basis of RMB 12 cents in the prior year period. Adjusted net income for first half 2015 increased about 137% to RMB 19.8 million from RMB 8.3 million in the prior year period. And diluted earnings per ADS on a non-GAAP basis was RMB 84 cents. We continue to be supported by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we have highlighted on slide 11. As of September 30th, 2014, we had about US 41 million in cash. We have no long-term debts or short-term borrowings and continue to follow the strict cost structure that has served us well over the past several years. On August 5th, 2014, the company continued its steady tradition of giving back to its shareholders through repurchases and special dividends by authorizing the repurchase of up to US 5 million of its issued and outstanding ADSs from time to time in the open markets and privately negotiated transactions. By the end of second quarter 2015, the company had repurchased about 123,000 ADSs at an average stock price of US $4.63. This share repurchase plan is in effect until January 31st, 2015. Please turn to slide 12 for our third quarter guidance. We expect third quarter net revenues will be in the range of RMB 110 million to RMB 120 million. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our internal projections and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I would like to turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kelvin Ma, to provide some more detail on the outlook for 2015 fiscal year.
Thank you, President. It's an exciting time in ATS history. Since I co-founded the company in 1999, we have seen technology become increasingly accepted as a tool by which to fairly determine and assess a person's knowledge and skill level. ATS has worked hard to adapt to a changing market. We began by building relationships with government bodies that needed a trusted and experienced third party to help them administer large-scale assessment and certification exams. Today, we have worked with a number of those government associations for over 10 years and continue to build upon and strengthen those relationships. A few years ago, we extended our core competence of testing service to corporate clients so they may make the most suitable choice for new hires and be able to appropriately incentivize the most productive employees of their firms. Today, we are proud to be working with many globally recognized customers in a range of industries, such as HSBC in banking, PICC in insurance, and LG in high-tech. In fiscal year 2015, we continue to serve our government and corporate clients, but as Benson just mentioned, we have experienced longer than expected contract negotiations as a result of the current political environment, which may impact our outlook for the fiscal year. However, fiscal year 2015 marks yet another phase in ATS goals, and we are focusing our new initiatives on the consumer, which you can see on slide 14 of the presentation. ATS Mobile Application Exam Inventory Navigator is one of those initiatives, and we are very pleased with its initial reception. We hope to continue making this tool increasingly useful to our users. As we previously shared, we firmly believe in a strategy of establishing strong partnership with different industry leaders. ATS expertise in testing technologies and start-to-finish procedures is applicable to a number of different sectors, and we continue to explore opportunities for collaboration. In this regard, we continue working closely with New Oriental on the joint venture that we announced in July. The campaign name has been decided, and the current leadership team is working on the business plan while building out the new online career education and training platform for working professionals in China, which we expect to launch for the healthcare, accounting, and the finance industries in early 2015. Earlier in the call, Benson also mentioned our recent announced partnership with and strategic investment in Mastermind Education, which marks ATS expansion into the K-12 education space in China. Given our years of experience in serving working professionals, college graduates, and other test takers, we felt the K-12 education space was a natural extension where ATS could fulfill a need. We are excited to work with the team at Mastermind on integrating ATS MTS technology into their digitalization service for the K-12 after-school tutoring market.
and look forward to close collaboration in penetrating our integrated testing capability into Mastermind's network of after-school tutoring institutions as it goes. I would like to share two other business initiatives that we have just recently commenced. First of all, we work with foreign language teaching and research quiz, which is and Wai Yanshe, one of the largest foreign language and university textbook publishers in China. ATA helps to develop digitalized exercise, practice tests, and examination for select English syllabus and textbooks of Wai Yanshe. This will provide convenience, fit, and timely assessment of each student's progress and eventually enhance their learning capabilities. The initiative will provide ATA a channel to entering the K-12 and university student English training and testing markets. In mid-October, we successfully organized and held the first computer test for new concept test of English in two Chinese cities using ATA MTS technology. Second, we are exploring a business cooperation with LinkedIn China. We are providing a self-assessment tool, Myself, which helps its members to better assess their career strengths. This in turn will help its members plan their career. Myself is currently offered to all LinkedIn China members through its website. Myself is a professional assessment tool developed and honored by Wood renowned Savo Consulting. ATA has worked with Savo for years and has the exclusive rights for distribution and use of this tool in China. We are excited that this potential opportunity extends ATA's contribution and presence in the human resources market. As we focus on serving consumers with our new initiatives, ATA is mindful of the power of information. As shown on slide 15, we believe that collecting, analyzing, and acting on the information shared with us is a valuable tool, not only for the ATA, but for our partners and the consumers themselves. For example, a teacher can best track and understand a student's progress if he can see what assignments a student completed. How well the student understood the content based on assessments, and so on. Based on this information, additional tutoring may be recommended in certain subject areas the student appeared to struggle with. Some logic can be applied to a recent college graduate looking for a job or employee looking to advance in their career. We continue to be in the early stage of executing on our new growth strategy, but are pleased with our progress thus far. We look forward to sharing more details on these initiatives with the investment community over the next few months. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask an audio question, please press star, then one on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered and you wish to withdraw your question, press star followed by two. Please press star one to proceed. Please stand by for your first question. Thank you. Thank you. We have no questions in the queue. And now I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Kevin May for closing remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out to Benson or myself, as well as our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you again during our third quarter 2015 financial results call. As always, we welcome any investors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you.